Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The National Weather Service has given the Appleton-Menasha tornado a preliminary rating of EF3. Officials say it had peak wind speeds of 140 miles an hour Monday, was 1,500 yards wide, and traveled over a path of 12.1 miles. According to an update from Winnebago County at 5 p.m. Tuesday, no one has been killed or seriously injured. 68 people have been treated for non-serious injuries, including 40 at Theta Care in Neenah and 28 at St. Elizabeth's in Appleton. Governor Tony Evers yesterday signed an executive order declaring a state of emergency as communities throughout eastern Wisconsin recover from that storm. The tornado caused widespread damage, including disruption to power and public water systems. A New London man has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and arson after a woman who's believed to be the man's mother was found dead inside a burning apartment at Franklin Park Apartments on Sunday. This according to a criminal complaint filed Tuesday in Waupaca County Circuit Court. 39-year-old Rodolfo Gonzalez faces five charges: first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, arson of a building, resisting an officer, and mutilating a corpse. The 21-year-old Campbellsport man, suspected of driving under the influence and causing a fatal two-vehicle crash, has been bound over for trial. Dakota Krieger waived his preliminary hearing in Fond du Lac County Court on Monday. He's charged with homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle and two counts of causing injury operating while under the influence. The accident last month occurred at the intersection of County Highway V and Mill Pond Road. Krieger allegedly failed to yield the right-of-way at the intersection, pulling into the path of a vehicle being driven by a 68-year-old Kewaskum woman. The woman died at St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac. Krieger and a passenger in each of the vehicles were injured. According to the criminal complaint, he told police he'd been drinking the night before, but stopped at 6 p.m. A passenger in his vehicle said Krieger had been drinking as late as 4 a.m. the morning of the crash. Krieger will be arraigned on August 25th. Wisconsin's Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodek is sharing tips for filing an insurance claim with Wisconsinites who may have experienced property damage from this week's severe storms. He said, quote, "If you experienced any damage, it's important to notify your insurance agent or company right away to begin the claim process," unquote. The officer of the Commissioner of Insurance recommends that consumers consider the following tips as they evaluate any storm damage. Make a list of damaged items, including cracks in walls, damage to siding or shingles, spoiled food due to a long-term power outage, etc. Take photographs of the damage before you begin to clean up. Don't throw out any damaged property without the claim adjuster's agreement. Keep all receipts and documents the cost of the repairs or the replacement of damaged items. If Wisconsinites encounter any issues with their insurance agent, adjuster, or company, they are encouraged to contact the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance to file a complaint. Their toll-free number is 1-800-236-8517. Although the Ripon Common Council only approves the shared ride taxi service procurement every 5 years, it's something the council discusses every year. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
Recently, the council approved the RFP for the procurement, setting the total number of driver hours at a maximum of 9,500. That's down quite a bit from their current contract with Brown Cab. And City Administrator Adam Sontag says the city is paying about $32.97 per hour of operation for the service, but other cities comparable in size to Ripon are being charged much more through the new procurements.
They're seeing taxi rates from vendors be north of 40 plus, you know, 40, $45 an hour, which is a significant increase in cost for the city.
He says federal and state grants used to pay 70% of the cost for taxi services, but that's down to about 55%. And with levy limits, cities have to find other ways to reduce costs.
If something goes up significantly, that means we have to cut something somewhere else, right? So we're trying to balance that all out as we head into 2027 budget and into this procurement.
I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Ripon Common Council voted on a proposed pilot program that would have paid additional incentives to people who selected Ripon when they applied for the Make My Move program. The Envision Greater Fond du Lac program is trying to attract 32 workers from outside of the state to Fond du Lac County with incentives of up to $9,500, including $5,500 for relocation expenses. The Ripon pilot program would have added $1,000 per dependent child enrolled in 4K through 12th grade in the Ripon Area School District with a maximum of $2,000 per household. The council voted down the proposed pilot program 4-3. Council member David Gallops didn't like the idea of having to pay someone to choose Ripon. The vote came after Envision Greater Fond du Lac did their annual presentation to the Common Council, which included information on the Make My Move program. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.